Okay, we are plugged in and ready to rumble, and you're listening to the Kraz Files podcast with Adam, and Jim West is plugging in with me tonight from New York City. Welcome there, Jim.
Hey, glad to be here.
Good to plug in with you today. Thought we'd just put out a podcast randomly. None of this is it's definitely not planned. Just sitting down to put out one, but... as usual, all the podcasts go up on my website, krazfiles.com, C-R-A-Z-Z. So lots to go through up on that website for sure. And they also go over to iTunes and Facebook, the Kraz Files, and I put them up on YouTube and also sometimes real.video and Twitter as well. I can't think of much more. Jim's website is, of course, harvoa.org. And you can get Jim's books, great books there, and lots of info as well. Jim, lots to go through. I don't even know where to start. We were going to do a podcast a couple of weeks ago, and I had lots of stuff that I wanted to go through with you, and now my mind is scrambled.
Me too. I guess that we can make scrambled eggs.
I think what we'll do is talk about the California fires and the article I put up that went viral. And I don't know, put an opinion down, lay an opinion down to it. But one of the things I could go over just now, even just quickly, is we were talking a few weeks ago about the smart meter, if you remember.
Smart meter.
Yeah, I got a pamphlet here. They contacted me, the power company, saying that it's time to upgrade to the new digital smart meter. And we have, of course, an analog meter. And the problem with this analog meter, even that, where it's situated at our place, is it's right where my pillow is, right at the back of my head, basically. Anyway, but that's an old analog meter. It's still functioning, and they basically sent me this nice glossy pamphlet. It's all blue, aqua blue, and from AGL. And all the benefits of digital smart meters, and that it's time to upgrade. And I, of course, don't want to do that. So I was I was sending you some emails about that. And I contacted the company because it does say here that you can opt out. Can I opt out of meter upgrades on the pamphlet? So, of course, I rang up to do that, but I had to go through actually six people. Six people there. I was on there for ages, and one of the guys that came on, he didn't even know why I was talking to him. And, they're trying to give me the whole thing that they're safe and all of this. But one lady told me that I can't opt out because it's mandatory in New South Wales, and it's a new government initiative, but it's not mandatory if your current analog meter is still working. Of course, if my meter breaks, I'm going to have to install one of these smart meters. But she told me it was mandatory, and it was not when I looked up. And then they just put me through to some Asian-sounding lady who was quite rude and cancelled the installation. But I did bolt our fence, and I put a sign up there to not install smart meters on this property, and the trespassing is a crime and all of this stuff. So... hopefully I can keep this out for as long as I can, but I do have friends, and I had a friend that they were out and they came and installed one in their place and took the analog meter out. It was perfect, and the guy did the bolt, you know, ran away, and now they're stuck with a smart meter on at their place. So I wanted to go over just the basics with you, Jim, about smart meters and what your thoughts are on this. And there's basically just some simple questions and answers here we could just quickly go over before we get to the fire issue.
Right. Yeah.
So anything about smart meters that I know you dig into this pretty deeply. I know there's just a lot of people who come on the site and who are really interested about this, but they might not know much about it or not sure. And I guess it's inevitable, right? I mean, I guess you can't stop it. The rollout of them. You know?
Well, I've heard, I think Janice Barcelo, she said that they were going to do install a smart meter in New Jersey at her mother's place, and she had to threaten a loss. They told her the same thing, that, you know, there's no way you can stop it. It's all mandatory, this and that. And then she threatened a lawsuit, which was a bluff, actually. She didn't have the money for a lawyer. But they said they would consider it, and they came back 10 days later or a few days later or whatever, and they said that they agreed with her. They would give her they gave her an opt-out with no fee before they set a fee and everything, and so she lucked out, you know.
That's right.
And I've heard that from other people, that if you do push them, they will give you an opt-out with no fee and all that, but they try to make it difficult. It's unbelievable, though, that they're doing this. It's just absolutely horrible that they're doing this smart meter stuff, because I had a personal experience that was really, really a shocker. But there was a midwife that I knew who she was sort of famous, and she'd written a lot of books. I'm going to keep her name anonymous for a while. I used to visit her and talk with her for about an hour at a time in person. We just talk about childbirth and all that, because I'm very interested in childhood disease and the medical scams and all that is my book's evidence. But anyway, so I had noticed during one of our talks that she had these huge rashes on her legs, like really thick, deep rashes. And I asked her what they were, and she gave me some Latin medical name. And I said, well, you know, that could be environmental. You know, I should come out to your place, because her office and her home are the same. Her home was like renovated to be a luxurious birthing center, you know, and people would go there, and she had a swimming pool and all this, and she would help young women or whatever, you know, pregnant women have their child. And she had done like 1,000 births, almost 1,000 births. And she was only did 5 episiotomies in her entire lifetime. And she'd written a few books on midwifery. But anyway, I kept poking around about this leg rash thing she had. And I offered to do an environmental review of the basically the electrical, because it looked to me like electrical, like maybe ground currents were affecting her legs. Maybe she was like between a utility power plant and its consumers, and that, you know, there's a tremendous amount of electricity being run through the ground, because that's a cheap shortcut for the utility companies, is just to ground the current rather than run it back with wires. So, you know, you can be on poison ground. So I wanted to go to her place and do an environmental review. And she basically, she'd swaddled the medical pill, the way I see it. And she was just convinced that it was this disease, and that somehow this technical Latin term made it real to her. And that there was, it's nothing, not anything, it was not an environmental issue. And so she didn't want to go any further. And it became difficult to talk to her. But then, like a year later, actually 2 years later, I heard she died of a heart attack. And she was about 53 when she died. So I vowed that I would eventually figure out how she died, you know. And then another year went by, and then I went with a camera to her house, and her house was like destroyed by vandals. People had gone in there and taken the refrigerator and whatever, you know. And I looked around for the electrical source of her cause. I figured it was EMF, right? Because that's one of the signs of EMF poisoning, is rashes and a heart attack, you know. So So I walked around the house, walked around. Eventually, I found a smart meter, you know, and it had an IP address on it, and it was it had like a wireless rating, and it was right on the wall, on the outside of her building, and just on the other side of that wall was her bed, you know, and she was taking all these homeopathic pills for leg rashes and nervous legs. Now, nervous legs is exactly what I get when I'm trying to sleep in a high EMF environment. So I think she was just literally tortured to death and finally died of a heart attack. It's so ghastly and tragic, my interpretation here. I'm not an expert. I feel like I'm an expert, but I'm not a medical authority. And I just want to put that little disclaimer in there. I'm just talking as an amateur, but I've done a lot of research on smart meters and electrical poisoning, which is very common in our society. It is ubiquitous, in fact. And smart meters are a fairly high-powered 24-hour-a-day output of radiation, electrical radiation. And it was right there on her wall, and it was right across, it was about 3 feet from her legs. You know? So it's pretty clear evidence that I can add to the evidence that other people have. If you look up the symptoms of smart meter of electrical poisoning, let's put it that way, it's just the same thing. You know, these you get rashes. I have pretty high electrical, what they call dirty electricity. The power cables in the building, apartment building I'm at are pretty dirty because there's a lot of fluorescent lights and LED lights feeding back into our power system here. And I was getting little rashes and a lot of rashes. And I finally shielded myself. I've been experimenting with shielding for a long time, and I think I'm finally found a successful solution to that. But the rashes are disappearing. They're almost all gone now. So that's my view of smart meters. I think they're a
Do you live in a
horrible
house
thing.
or you like building
Apartment building.
apartments?
Apartment
So
building.
down the basement somewhere, they'd have one for every apartment now, wouldn't they?
Well, no, they don't have any smart meters here.
You don't
I'm
have
just
them
talking
yet.
about I'm talking about dirty electricity. I'm talking about
Right.
electricity in general. She had a smart meter,
So
but I'm
yeah.
saying I had similar symptoms, but much mild, more mild than hers. But I did have the beginnings of rashes. She had heavy duty rashes right where the meter was impacting her legs. But it's on the outside of the building. So she never saw it. She is your basic health oriented, natural, old school midwife, into homeopathic remedies and all that, but it didn't do her any good. That's one thing I have against homeopathy is it focuses on a treatment, just like the doctors do, when your energy should be focused on abating and shielding yourself from poisoning. That's the number one thing anybody should do when they're sick is trying to figure out where the poison is coming, That was that. That's that
Well, we've done
situation.
many podcasts on that.
Right.
The poisoning.
Yeah, well,
Jeez.
it's the biggest problem we have in our industrial society. Our industrial society is trying 24 hours a day to tell us that there's no hazards, and yet diseases all over the place. They blame it on viruses, etc.
Yeah, they got a lot of names for them too, and a lot of vaccines and drugs, and yeah, a lot of viruses out there circulating around.
Yeah, a
Yeah.
lot of rituals, rituals of to drive home their message.
So when we're looking at smart meters, say for example, for someone gets a smart meter put on like this lady did. I mean, you're talking about some pretty severe symptoms there. Being on. I mean, it's amazing, aren't they, that these things are situated on the outside of bedrooms. I mean, it's either just bad luck or, but so a lot of them are.
Yeah,
And people
but they
just,
don't care.
they don't
They don't
real, they
care.
don't, yeah, I know. I mean, I could walk across the road now or next door, and I'm telling you, the people wouldn't be interested in what, in this. I'm not putting anybody down, just saying they just don't care. What's your
Well,
problem?
yeah,
It's a
and
smart meter. They just put them in. I don't care. I mean, I'm the
yeah.
one who's causing problems by ringing up.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
the crazy one. But I did send you that video from YouTube. It was from the US, and the smart meter manufacturer, the company, the power company, were they try to tell you that the smart meter itself is sending information back every, 40 minutes or something like that of your power usage. And this was a news channel, and they went in and they showed. Showed you right there that it's actually sending out stuff every couple of seconds, information right. out all the time. This is microwave. Yeah. What are we looking at here, Jim? Because if I would just say this about the standards on the pamphlet that I got here, they're talking about that your information is secure, and that's that your information isn't secure, because if your information is being sent out, it's never going to be secure if it's wireless, right? No one can give you an absolute ironclad guarantee of that. Whenever anything's wireless or any kind of information is going out wireless, it's never going to be secure. But it's saying the digital meters meet all the saying here, yes, all digital meters meet the wireless electromagnetic exposure limits set by the Australian Radiation Protection and Nuclear Safety Agency, and meet current Australian standards, including those related to safety. Digital meters have lower emissions than many other electrical devices commonly found in households, such as mobile phones and cordless phones, Wi-Fi modems, microwaves, and baby monitors. So they're telling you here that a smart meter is safer than a baby monitor in regards to the emissions. So, how do we go around this, Jim, and explain this to people?
Well, let's see. It says here, I'm looking at it, it says the power output is typically 1 watt,
mm-hmm.
and it's in the 902 millihertz or megahertz band, which is above the AM radio and below the microwave. The thing is, though, for one thing, it's running 24 hours a day, whereas a router once runs 24 hours a day. I haven't compared it, but I'm not really a smart meter activist, but I've just been finding these correlations, like I just related, and I've talked to other activists and building biologists, and they say that they commonly find people with disease problems with this scenario, with a smart meter next to the bedroom. Let's see. Here it says 1 watt output, and now I think that's a little ridiculous that they're going to say it's less than a smartphone. Okay, now I'm going to look up smartphone output watts, in terms of watts. Here we have here it says cell phones have a 0.6 watt output up to 3 watt. Some say two to six watts. Wi-Fi can be 2 to 20. Well, Well, that is an interesting issue. Maybe they are less than a smartphone, but you don't have a smartphone on 24 hours a day. You know,
the same exact emissions from a smart meter and a mobile phone. Is it the same emissions? Because the symptoms that you're talking about that your friend had, the lady, that's quite severe. This could be a person who's living in a house with a Wi-Fi and using a phone. These things that people have in houses, but that's she's. What you're saying, that's pretty severe.
Yeah, it's pretty severe. Well, I can tell you another thing. The this is about almost 1 gigahertz, whereas a smartphone is going to be 2.4 gigahertz. So, it is quite a bit lower in frequency than a smartphone, and the lower the frequency, the more easily it will transmit through a wall. So the higher frequencies will tend to be, they'll tend to be stopped more easily or more easily absorbed by walls, or any physical blockage will tend to slow down. The higher the frequency, the more easily it is stopped. So that would make smart meters more dangerous, being lower frequency. So that is an issue to talk about, but
It's a worry because, yeah, as I said, they're installing them everywhere and they're telling you that they're completely safe. I mean, as you said, they're safer than a baby monitor, which is going to make someone like me look like a paranoid lunatic. You know, when you're just saying, I don't want them, but I don't want that thing outside right where my head is.
No, I don't
I don't.
I don't well, I can see if they want to do it, but I don't see why they want to make it impossible for you not to have it, you know.
They are making it impossible. I can't see. I
Yeah.
think we're on borrowed time. I think we'll have to get them. I know in America there's a company, companies installing analog meters,
Right.
but you know they seem to be making it not mandatory, but it's a, definitely a government initiative in Australia. They're rolling them out. They're rolling out, you know, new digital water smart meters as well.
Right.
But anyway, it's I got out of it for a while, but I think if people are in Australia, they can go to Stop Smart Meters in their state. So the Stop Smart Meters, New South Wales or whatever. There's good information on there,
Okay,
and they can help people.
I found the answer to the power thing. My utility company says that a smart meter is less powerful than my cell phone. Is this true? The answer is, this can be true in some cases not true. The figures for radiation exposure given by utilities are time average numbers, which hide the peak power of the smart meter and disguise the continuous nature of the pulses. Smart meters are unlike cell phones, and because they have bizarre, sharp spike patterns of radiation. Both of these consumer devices, so it looks like the smart meter has a carrier wave. That's what I'm reading, interpreting here. That's on 24 hours a day, and then it has sharp spikes of power to transmit out. Okay, so I'll continue reading this. Both cell phones and Wi-Fi can be strong radiation emitters, but people are becoming increasingly aware of the potential harm of chronic exposure to such devices. Growing public awareness has led people to choose a wired internet connection. But most people are not offered a wired smart meter. You cannot turn it off once it is installed. A smart meter is a device you cannot turn off or move, so your exposure is out of your control. The rate and intensity of the RF radiation is not under your control, and it's not under the utilities company's control either. Their suspicions have been confirmed that at least 90% of the radiation emitted by smart meters is not transmitting your electrical data usage, but it's just a carrier wave chatter between the meter and other meters. Okay, so that's the answer. Anyway, so. Yeah, so they're comparing it to a smartphone, but
It's
you know, smartphones come with a paper that says in fine print that they're dangerous and beware of them. Smart meters are not coming with these papers. I mean,
I know.
they're trying to compare them, but they're trying to exempt them from what everybody's already accepted about the smartphones.
Well, Yeah, so I'm really got one. I got a whole bunch saved. I'm just looking at them, saying that the smart meters emits RF radiation levels higher than a cell phone, and to keep in mind that the World Health Organization classified the type of RF radiation emitted from cell phones as a Class 2B carcinogen, on par with lead and DDT. So, how would you like to have DDT sprayed on you 24/7?
Right. There's just so many issues about radiation, you know, like the obvious, you know, the heart attacks, the rashes, et cetera, the inability to sleep. I mean, what a invasion of your life, you know, with just house radiation. I find that it's difficult to get to sleep. You know, I have these dreams, and I'm not calm. It's hard to get to sleep. My legs have these galvanic frog leg like nervousness about them. I mean, and then in the case of my friend, there was this eventual journey into hell, you know. With a heart attack waiting for her, you know.
Oh, there's pages of testimonies. Consumers are reporting smart meters are making them sick, nonstop headaches, insomnia, heart palpitations, body aches, also making their animals, pets sick as well.
Right. Well, it
seems to be happening in the US, though. They're saying here 45 local governments just in California are objecting against them.
Great.
As well.
Yeah. Well, I have a paper that by a guy named Henry Lai, a scientist. He was famous for having made some powerful arguments against smartphones years ago, but he did one on just common power cables, and he came up with 187 studies that all show that just common electricity going through wires in your house, feeding your light bulbs and whatever, these are dangerous. They're changing your hormonal system. They're disturbing your immune system. They're causing nervousness. You know, Sam Milham, an epidemiologist. He's a pioneering EMF scientist. He's found that it causes what they call dancing cows on farms. Cows, they cannot stand still because they're just nervous all the time. They can't sleep, and the dairy farmers are suing utility companies. But that's all about stray electricity. That's not about smart meter, but it's related. It's part of this game that the utility companies are playing as they stress the entire continent out, you know. Mm. So you say that you have an analog meter by your head. I would throw some aluminum foil up there.
Will do.
Tape it on there, you know, and just I guess you don't have any problems like with too many dreams and any nervousness or anything. When you try to go to sleep?
No. No.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I had terrible nightmares growing up from a very young age, right through my 20s. Night terrors, terrible anyway. Pretty weird sleeper.
Huh.
Definitely. Yeah. Unbelievable night terrors.
So now you just sleep the whole street. Log because you're past that era, so you're just happy to be able to sleep.
Yeah, as well. I'm always dreaming about black spiders on me.
You know, wow.
Which is really weird. All the time, like a lot. And I jump up out of bed, you know, thinking I got these black spiders on me.
Well, you know, maybe you better put that aluminum foil up on the wall, man.
I know. I did have a dream one night that there was this huge black spider right out front of our door, like the size of a basketball. And there was a little black spider, and I picked it up, and it kind of clung onto my finger, and I shook it off, and it went on the ground. And then I was trying to get around this big black one. I didn't tread on the little one or anything. I didn't harm any of them. And then I was in a op shop about a week later, and I picked up this huge book on dreams, and I found that exact dream. And it was saying that that's actually a positive thing. It means good luck.
Okay.
I'll take that.
And the publisher of this book was the utility company.
Yeah, I didn't want to think about these people getting inside my mind, Jim. All this mind stalking stuff and 5G and everything. I don't know, but it's a bit of a worry, I guess. We could shift with our last 20 minutes, whatever we have, onto the Californian fires. Look, we can't go through it all, Jim. We could just talk about it little bit, because interesting, you're in America. I'm, of course, in Sydney. You might know a little bit about this, but just to say that my website, crasfiles.com, is really kind of like a big news feed site, so I'm always putting up stuff that I find interesting. I can't monitor everything and find the sources of everything, every single photo. I just have to sort of keep the website going. There's podcasts up there, original articles, lots of stuff to go through. So I just keep it going, and there's articles that come through. I just find them interesting, and I wonder what people think about them. But I put up an article on November 15th, so only a few days ago, on conclusive photographic evidence proving California is under attack by DOES, which is directed energy weapons. And this article, Jim, was from the Millennium Project. The Millennium Report website, and they've got heaps on there. They've got a new one that I've posted as well, and they've gone crazy, absolutely bananas, to the point where my website is putting pressure on the servers, and there must have been a couple of hundred thousand just yesterday on my website. Hits. I've never had any hits like this on this website, so it's amazing. And in fact, my stats, which show me the amount of people going on there, has frozen, so I can't check anymore. But there must be hundreds of comments. I have to just keep going through them all. But there's people saying that it's bullshit, that it's fake news, and there's people saying that it's not, and that it's legit, and there's people putting up their own information. It's really fascinating stuff. And I just put up, the pictures are interesting, and I just put up another one called The Most Selective Wildfires in Recorded History. And being in Australia, I know about fires. We had, of course, Ash Wednesday, and I remember fires when I was little, that we all had to go to the beach and go to the shoreline, and there was like black ash falling from the sky all around you. It was quite horrifying. Bushfires in Australia can be absolutely horrifying here in living in this country. So California are suffering this. We could talk about this, Jim, but something interesting with the smart meters. They're talking about here that smart meters are being used to implode buildings in California during firestorms. So smart meters now, we understand the extraordinary and relentless push to get smart meters in every single home and business in the United States. Even when the electrical grid goes down, smart meters are equipped with technology that provides a digital signature that can be identified by drones, airplanes, and satellites from above. It also appears that these devices can be triggered to start a small isolated fire. Whether they can be used to start a whole house electrical fire is also a distinct possibility. They're talking about smart meter problems here in regards to the fires as well, Jim.
Right.
So what do you think about that, about drones and military craft maybe being able to identify these things?
Well, I'm sure they can do that. I mean, if they wanted, they could target any radio signal. Whether they're actually doing that using drones and using smart meters, but they do have a huge database. And Google Maps and satellite imagery that they can use for the purposes of targeting any house they want for whatever reason they want it. They don't have to use smart meters, although I guess it's another database that they could use. But I think I don't know. I don't know if the people are just making, trying to latch onto something that's shocking and exciting
Exactly.
by tying smart meters to these California wildfires. I mean, if you want to make a great story, I guess that's an exciting story. I don't know how they prove the point, that they would do it that way.
I mean, as I said, with putting up stuff, it doesn't mean I'm, gullible putting up stuff. I want to put up stuff that causes debate and causes this kind of reaction. I think it's interesting. Another article that's come through from Alina Freeland, California fires directed energy weapons under an ionized sky. They're talking here about this is being done, offered by artificial intelligence running directed energy weapon attacks dependent on, upon ionized electrified atmosphere. Structures gone, trees intact. For the military mind, it's impressive indeed. All the nano aluminum particles in the buildings and soil after years of drought, years of chemical trails overhead, not to mention the plasma cloud cover laid 3 days in advance of this debacle. This is the face of modern tactical warfare in service to disaster capitalism and globalist fat cats. This is an interesting article I can post. Drone footage of fire damage in Santa Rosa, Los Angeles, buildings and cars destroyed, trees and plastic items untouched. I'm sure you've looked into this stuff, Jim. You've looked at the photos. What's your eyes, your idea on the heat intensity of these fires? The houses turn into dust, cars, engines, trees in not touched, plastic. What do you think about this?
Well, it's interesting. I'm curious, though, just as a side note, how many people died in these fires? Is it like 48 or something?
I
Or
think,
have you?
I might be over 100 when I last checked. I'm not sure. I can't answer that. I did have it in front of me like early this morning in one of the
Oh, yeah.
articles. There's so much coming through on it. Just because a lot of people, even if they're in between or they don't believe this stuff, they're saying that the fires don't follow normal patterns and that this is very strange. In any of it, it's a strange fire there.
Okay, I'm reading one day ago, 71 people have died. So, yeah, that just sounds very weird,
Talking about 60 strikes that came out of nowhere in the middle of the night without warning.
and in different
Yeah,
locations.
unexplainable winds kicked up to 60 to 70 miles per hour. Blue flashes and sparks were seen above many, including the person riding this. Cars were torched, yet trees untouched. Homes were reduced to unrecognizable rubble.
It's I mean, it could be, they do a lot of these like training things. Maybe this is like a what they consider a essential training thing, for their practicing using laser technology or
Talking about evidence here for a patent for a high energy microwave pulse weapon now being used to spark California firestorms. Maybe they're testing. This is from Joseph P. Farrell, who's a pretty interesting guy. He's got a lot of books out as well on this kind of stuff. He's got the Giza Death Star website, and he pursues research in physics and all of this stuff. So buildings and cars destroyed, trees, plastic items untouched. Another article is sort of repeating it here. It looks like a microwave directed energy type weapon cooking everything, Jim. We've got another more articles here. Laser beams,
You know,
and
I talked to somebody recently about this, somebody who's not so conspiracy minded as we are, and they said, "Well, no, I saw on TV, mainstream news, that the forest and the houses were both burned, and yet the pictures we're seeing are of forests untouched and houses burned, even though they're right next to each other."
some people are saying they're old photos, that they're not photos from that moment, from that fire that's happening in California. They're from before or other things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it could be that the government itself is like throwing out conspiracy theory stuff, you know, to keep everybody freaked out.
Are you seeing like the fires in America on the TV? Are you keeping in, like, is it severe over there? Because the news here isn't really saying much about it a lot.
Well, I've not been watching TV recently. I've just been reacting to whatever comes across the email.
Usually when there's a fire in a country that severe, you'd be hearing quite a bit about it. We do here, you know, because it's so dangerous.
It's on the mainstream TV. They're showing these fires. It's in the New York Times and U.S. News. I think Wikipedia has its own California wildfire, you know, thing.
Mm.
But it's U.S. Today, USA Today has a big, California wildfires roar, drive 250,000 people from homes in L.A., you know, so that's pretty crazy.
I wonder if this is intentionally done. I wonder what their plans are for that part of California. I hear there's some kind of fast rail going in where the fire has burned through.
Oh, really? Okay, that could be another one. You know, when I hear this, I tend not want to believe the conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. I just want to. So I start thinking of it from a mainstream viewpoint, as I wrote to you, and I said, well, you know, there is ash that comes from these fires, and when it lands on a house, it can cause a fire. And, you know, maybe when it lands in the forest, if the forest is green, maybe it doesn't cause a fire, you know. But that's my only, the argument. For the mainstream argument would be that, you know, for the odd patterns, you know, that'd be their explanation, you know. It's hard to argue this stuff.
I mean, interesting. Interesting saying here, it can happen anywhere in America now. It's funny, it's looking at some of these cars, and some of this damage is similar to 9/11 as well, because we hear about that kind of stuff, that these energy weapons were used on the in 9/11 in those buildings. Interesting
that
thing
was
that,
Judy
yeah
that
but
was Judy Wood the,
yeah
this engineer I, named Judy Wood
yeah I read her story. I read her book. Well, my dad has that book and some friends have it, and
it
was interesting how they were saying. Yeah,
the
I know.
Book is $50 now.
It's a huge thing. I mean, and of course I had Don Fox on about nukes, and so I'm just trying to go through everything with that 9/11, and perhaps we can talk about it one podcast. But it was interesting when those buildings, the Twin Towers were on fire, that people were saying outside of the books and stuff that it seemed like the buildings inside were being cooked. In real time, you know.
View. Now when it comes to 9/11, I'm against this energy weapon thing
used on the buildings.
I mean, I was there, I was a witness, and what I witnessed was a giant firebomb that went off when the last tower went down, or actually when the south tower went down. That's the one I witnessed. When the last top floor finally hit the ground, a huge firebomb was set off that burned the buildings around it, the Deutsche Bank, and it burned the other buildings in the area. And it also disturbed all the evidence by throwing the beams all over the place, disrupting the pattern of the collapse, you know. It was a giant firebomb. There was no sense of directed energy. It was more like watching a rocket, one of these giant Saturn rockets, take off. You know, when you see all the smoke come out, you know, when they're taking off, you see all the smoke blow out through the launch platform. You know, when a rocket goes off, the launch platform, just ton of debris and smoke comes out. That's what happened.
But those buildings fell at free fall. They just like fell.
Well, that's not true either. That I mean, I was a witness, and I actually calculated the rate of fall as it was falling, because I studied engineering, you know, in college, and when I was there, I saw it as my mission to record history, and I was just calmly counting how many floors per second were going down as it collapsed, and it was about 7 floors per second, and it was free fall would be acceleration. This was not acceleration. This was a steady all the way down, you know. So that whole free fall thing is...
Any ideas on how it was done?
Well, the thing is, the people are using the videos as evidence, and I'm saying the videos are fake. The 9/11 videos are faked. And, you know, there's pretty good evidence for that when it comes to the airplanes.
Yeah, yeah.
And not many people talk about... Almost nobody talks about the videos being faked of the building collapse. In fact, most of the conspiracy theorists use the videos as evidence to make their calculations about free fall and this and that. But the whole thing was like a theater. The whole thing was faked. It collapsed, it crashed. But
how did it? You know, what was used to bring those buildings down? Obviously, fire is not going to do it.
Conventional. Very skillful but conventional devices. You know, you
can
hear them.
You think nuclear?
No, just conventional, not that conventional. less.
Well, mini nukes.
Well, the thermite. You know, thermite and basically, when you take down a building, you tie charges to the beams, to the support beams, and then these charges. They cut through the steel in a split second, like in a 10,000th of a second. They're designed to just cut right through the steel, you know. And so I'm they very, can very, you know.
I'm
but
very
that's
suspicious
another topic.
Of the Judy Wood book. Anyway, you know, I don't.
Well, there was an interview. Of
I
her.
Like her. I like what she says and everything, you know, and I like it, but. You know,
There is an interview of her on YouTube, and you can just see she just doesn't want to engage in any critical conversation because she's just too out, you know. And I think she saw an opportunity to.
Do you think the book was written for her, that she was just a patsy to go through it? Because
She's an engineer. Professional engineer, and I think she saw a great opportunity to just, you know, talk about space age technology and sort of wrap it up into a nice,
it's incredible info,
money making book, you know.
Yeah,
That's my thought. You know, I can't help but think that because you know, if you see this interview of her, the guy treats her very nicely and tries to get at the heart of what she's talking about and try to confirm it and. She gets up and walks away, you know, like she's insulted or something, you know.
Yeah, as I said to you, I did on a previous podcast on Conspiracy Oz with Mick. We did a chat with Dr. Judy Wood, but she was very funny. It was like over a couple of weeks. She was kind of trying to accuse us of trying to blackmail her or that we wanted something else or it was a trick or something like that. Just saying, look, book's interesting, like to chat to you, blah, blah. She seemed okay. And then after that, got a bit nasty. And then I don't even know how, but she was very extremely defensive and wanted basically, you know, everything put down that we were going to ask. And
if she had a good case and if she's really a good engineer,
very defensive,
she would have no problem talking about these things.
Yeah, it was like I was the enemy and I was just trying to talk about a damn book, you know.
So you never did then have the interview?
Yeah, we did the interview. It's up on should be up on iTunes under Conspiracy Oz, OZ. People want to have a look. We did an interview. It was okay. Just went through the basics of the book. But she was very standoffish and it took ages to actually get her on the podcast and to do anything. Very kind of almost paranoid that it was going to be some kind of trick when we finally got him on. And it's like, We don't operate like that. It's an honest thing. And then I don't remember what happened, but it kind of got a bit nasty after that. She accused me of something and something, and the emails back and forth, and then never spoke to her again.
Huh.
But
So
that's
how did the
okay.
interview go? How did the
It was
interview go?
okay. It was okay.
There was no, you didn't
It was a long
criticize
while
her.
ago.
You didn't have a critical challenge to her, though.
Not really at the time. It was really just to go over the basics of the book for folks, you know?
Right. I'm surprised then that she would ever accuse you of anything, you know?
Yeah, just wanted to know, you know? I don't know. I think maybe, I don't know what it would have been. Maybe she was being attacked or criticized by a lot of alternative media or other people. I don't know. And didn't
Yeah.
seem to trust anybody really.
Well, she shouldn't.
Yeah, so but then
There's
yeah,
nobody she should trust.
looking into it anyway, that's another thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, I know you've looked into that, and you're in New York as well. But I've said it many times on the podcast, you know, it's a strange thing, all these terror attacks, and we've just had another one in Australia, you know, a
Yeah.
so-called terror attack again, you know, pumping, keeping the fear levels up. That's what it's all about. It's all about fear. And
Yeah.
that was sort of 9/11. There is a book on that it's kind of about that,
Why
and that
not?
seemed like a
You know?
massive sort of fear-based mind control assault on the
Yeah.
world, you know? It's really
Well, you
crazy.
know, there's no end to what they're capable of and what horror they're
But
capable of, because
9/11's a
after all,
rabbit hole, Jim, is what I mean. Once you go into it, you
yeah.
can't seem to get out of it. It just goes on and on, and I think that's what these events do.
Yeah.
They pump out the fear to the population, but they also confuse the hell out of everyone, and then they spark
Right.
thousands of conspiracy theories. And I
It's a
think the people who
no-win.
did it or are behind it are totally fine with that, you
Yeah,
know?
that part, yeah, it works out fine. There's a no, they have every angle they have covered, you know.
Every angle.
Yeah, they're making money off anything that happens because they have to churn the public, you know. They're generating news, even if it's true. You know, World War I is a disaster and a source of a lot of news, yet at the heart of it's not what they claim it is. You know, World War II, same thing, you know. They're true, but they're not what they claim they are, you know. 9/11, the buildings went down, but it's not what they say it was all about, you know, or how it happened. It's an unfortunate world where I feel like we live in a completely artificial world of artificial perceptions, you
Yeah,
know.
it's like
So,
everything from your birth to your death is being carefully orchestrated and managed, you know?
yet at
Everything.
the at the same time, we're free to talk about it. We're free to, well, to a certain extent, we're free to live our lives. But at the same time, it's just,
It
you
continues.
know, yeah. It seems like the higher the source comes from, the more BS it has, you know. So,
Yeah, it's definitely, yeah.
yeah. So we can fold this all back into the California wildfires, you
Well,
know.
just finish this little bit talking about smart meter that appears to be the key components of these black operations that take down a lot of very expensive real estate. It's important to point out that these kinds of apocalyptic fire seasons didn't take place in the pre-smart meter age. That's interesting because I don't know how they can say that, but that's interesting anyway. Yes, there were certainly
Well,
some catastrophic wildfire seasons, but rarely was so much real estate completely destroyed. Smart meters caused fires and even fired meter reader because of this whistleblower. So that's another document. Smart meter caused California wildfires. It's a video. Many deep researchers have warned about these smart meters since they. The very day they were introduced to the public, EMF investigators have likewise sounded the alarms about various hidden frequencies of these devices that will have unintended consequences to anyone exposed to them.
yeah, you know, this almost sounds like a professional author generating
Definitely well written. Yep.
for a fee, generating for a fee a conspiracy theory. I mean, it's probably partly true, but they're just taking everything they can think about it and throwing it on the wall, you know. And they're not really substantiating their claims. They're not going back and saying, now here's the historical fires, you know.
I know
Notice
there's
the
been
patterns
some
now.
fires, Jim, with the smart meters happening in Australia, and I know in the US where they've just caught on fire. You see this black smoke and fire on the side of houses.
But that's not happening to all of the California houses.
No, I just mean just for a safety issue. Like I was noticing that, or a little while ago, I was just looking at that these smart meters just went up, bang.
Right.
I wouldn't want one on my house just in that regard, you know?
No.
I don't trust these things at all.
If I owned a house, I would just disconnect from the utility company totally and put up a solar energy panel. And for basic lighting, LED lighting, that would be fine. You have a big battery and LED lighting, and then you get a laptop computer. It could power that without much problem, you know? And then slowly expand my base out, but I just disconnect.
Well, what do you think about that atmosphere being kind of microwaved and the aluminum and everything?
Well, it sounded like they were saying that they put down a blanket of microwave power and then the houses burned up. But that sounds like a huge amount of energy to be able to do that. It makes more sense if they were going to use a pinpointed, highly focused energy, so they could use very little energy and they could still start these fires, you know, like laser beams or something, you know. You know, laser beam can be very small, pinpoint, and it's going to start, it'll start the fire. You don't need to heat up the whole area with microwaves. You know, they're working too hard to come up with a conspiracy theory.
I did read about that years ago about, you know, the American military testing kind of energy weapons in Iraq and these countries. Some reports came out. There was reports where people were killed on a bus and the insides of their bodies were all stuck to the roof of the bus and all this sort of stuff. I mean, it's just stuff that comes out, you know, that the Navy is are going into this kind of energy weapons. I guess we do have, you know, lightning and stuff like that, harnessing energy from lightning, Jim, but I'm thinking of this kind of energy weapons would be a good way for military powers to go, especially when you're using drones and stuff. You know, lasers, as you said, concentrated energy via laser or however they do it. But the microwave stuff's a different thing, isn't it?
You know, when you take a photo with a modern camera, they have you can lock on a photo and it will lock onto that image, so you will not go out of focus and you'll not. You know, it won't wobble or anything. And I think the same technology would be used with a rifle, say a laser rifle. Mm-hmm. If they could lock onto an image, then they could focus on their eyes and they could, like, they don't need a lot of power. They could just blind another soldier, you know, like.
That's right.
And there'd be no sound, there'd no explosion, no firing of anything. It'd be just like, okay, you're blind, you know.
What about crushing your organs or imploding you from within?
Well, I guess they could do all
energy,
kinds of things.
Yeah.
I mean, a laser, it has the ability to maintain its focus over a long distance. So they can have a 1 centimeter wide heat source, and it's going to be 1 centimeter for a long ways out, you know?
Yeah. Could this be tied into ultrasound energy as well?
Ultrasound does not travel through air very easily. It's good for damaging babies.
Yeah. It's all, you know, interwoven. The web is all connected. It's just very confusing. But it's all connected, everything. Everything they're doing.
Yeah, in the modern age, we've graduated from chemical to radiation hazards.
Mm-hmm.
More sophisticated, you know.
Anyway, interesting. I mean, that story, that wildfire story and the energy weapons has gone just bananas. It really has. It's absolutely crazy. It's just such a huge thing. The comments just keep coming and coming. I don't even know what the amount of views are on the website now. I can't tell. But it just keeps going and going and going. Anyone can go on there and find the article on my website, Krasfiles. Have a look at all the comments there. Make a comment. I don't know what to really think about it. What's your final call, Jim? Keep looking into it, or are you smelling a turd?
I'm always a little skeptical about anything that's really popular.
Yeah, not so much popular, I guess, as in mainstream. I mean, the article just took off, and I don't know why that would be. Something would take off so much like that.
Yeah, I mean,
I kind of thinking, should I take the article down? I don't even know these people are.
No,
or the comments.
It's great for conversation.
Conversation starting. They're good comments too.
I wish somebody independent, like really independent, would visit those areas and maybe they have.
There are comments on the website where people who live there, they're saying that it does look like that.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. And hopefully they're not trolls or...
Yeah, I had a few trolls. I just spam those. But most of the comments, they're to and fro. Some are calling bullshit on it that they don't believe it at all. Some are talking about smart meters here. It's, as I said, people can go into the comments, maybe have a look later, Jim, and have a look. It's pretty interesting.
You know, they have this thing called the crisis actors, and maybe they have like a crisis bloggers, you know.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. It's, I think, well, I did a podcast on the event in Australia with the guy that went crazy and the police shot him. The whole theater of it, Jim. You know, the car on fire. This is in Melbourne the other week.
And then
he comes out, the actor comes out on the stage and he's jostling back and forth with the police and they're going back and forth with him and he's brushing the knife against them and then boom, you know, and then he goes down the ground and the car's on fire and everyone's filming it. And I was saying in the podcast, Jim, that before people had so many mobile phones, the media really used to set these events up, these false flagged events, for the media. You know, they were like, it was like a perfect storm. So the event would happen, and the media would come in and be on the 6 o'clock news and it would all be done in such a way and so perfectly. But the system knows now that so many people are going to be constantly filming these events on their phone. So it's almost like they're setting these events up for the general public who are filming it as well. And I made that point that people are watching so many movies and those lines between what the hell's going on, reality or so-called reality and movies now is so blurred that I think the public just kind of get off on it and they've got their phones and they're filming and it just seems incredible now, these events. And I do think we're going to see more of them in Australia, these kinds of so-called terrorist attacks, as the fear levels get pumped up and they keep the general public under the quicksand of fear, Jim. You know, we're going to see more.
Yeah.
And the public stick their head up above the quicksand of fear and they look around and they say, well, I want to be protected. And, that's when you get a draconian police state implemented.
That's where they take your taxes.
Yeah, that's when they screw you over big time. But it really is what we keep saying, problem, reaction, solution. A problem is created, a terrorist attack, and then the people react, and then the same people who did it offer the solution.
Yeah, you got to pay for protection.
You got to pay for protection from Big Brother, you know. So it's a funny thing, but that all seemed like theater to me. It was, and I said, Jim, in the podcast, it's like you're walking down the street and you walk down an alley and they're shooting an action movie, and the police are after some guy and someone gets shot, and you're like, what? It's like that now. These events, they're so comical almost and bizarre, and it's like the people that doing it, they don't care anymore because they know so many people are filming, so they say, oh, well, let's just set it up for this public because they're so dumbed down with all the movies and content they're watching that they're just going to think whatever we tell them to.
Right.
It's interesting. But some of these shooting events as well in America, there's one I put it up on the website. It was just absolutely bizarre. I'll send that to you, where they go into the bar, Jim. Did you watch that one?
No. Well, that a long time ago, I know there was a bar thing and all that. I didn't catch that one, I don't think. I thought we were going to go to 2 o'clock at the maximum.
We are, Jim. We're going to plug out now.
It's 2:20 practically now.
Sorry, Jim. I'll just... Wow. I've got that up on the website. Wow, watch CNN accidentally hear the truth about the borderline event while lying. So watch that video. It's been really popular. Anyway.
Okay.
PressFiles.com. And I'll send it through to you, Jim. And we'll go over it next time.
Okay. So go ahead and do the wrap up and all. I'll clear this out, this little
We are finished,
reminder
but
of the
I will
timing.
Plug your site, Jim, harvoa.org, for folks. We obviously have a lot of new listeners going on the website. So hello to all those people. The website's doing very well in Canada now. So a lot of countries plugging in after this big explosion there, Jim. But your website is harvoa.org. This is for unprecedented environmental research. Your books, 50 Human Studies in Utero, conducted in modern China, indicate extreme risk, of course, for prenatal ultrasound. That's your book on that, unbelievable book. And your newest book, Ultrasound Causation, The Hypothesis, Part A by Jim West, and also your classic book, DDT Polio, Virology versus Toxicology. All available on the website. You click them, that'll take people to Amazon to buy the books for a great price and support your work, Jim. I've got these books. They're incredible. Read. DDT Polio, Virology versus Toxicology blew my mind, really woke me up to the lie of big industry, you know?
And they're cheap. The books are super
cheap.
Yeah,
it's an incredible book and a must read because you just can't believe it. Read this
well,
stuff.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for the plug, man.
Yeah. Great stuff. And I'll put it up. Well, we'll put it up with the podcast as well. Anything else before we plug out?
Well, that's basically it. I want to look more into this California wildfire thing, but it is.
Have a dig into it. And if you want to plug in again in another week or so, I'm around. I've got another podcast this coming Monday. For folks, but have a dig in. If there's anything you want to go through, we'll keep going.
It's a lot of hot information there. I mean, Del Bigtree, the producer of Vax, his
house
is
burned. Yeah, a lot of Hollywood stars. I was just reading today, Jim, a lot of the big Hollywood stars.
Yeah,
Martin Sheen, I think, was one, had his home burnt to the ground. He's okay, and a lot of them are getting attacked as well, if this is true. It seems a lot of ranches and things. So obviously I'm not there. So, we'll just keep looking into it. It is, even if you just want to sit on the fence here, it is really strange. I have to say, just looking at it.
that's right.
Yeah. It really is. Anyway, Jim West, thanks for plugging in. Good night. And we'll chat again, soon.
Thank you very much, Adam.